Paper 6, EL3.
Education and Manpower Bureau. Territory-wide System Assessment 2005. Primary 6. English Language. Listening. Part 1.
Paul and his family are riding in their car. They are listening to the radio on their way to the new territories. They hear an advertisement. Section A. You now have 1 minute to study the questions below. Now listen to the advertisement. Answer the questions while you are listening. The advertisement will be played 2 times. The advertisement will begin now.
Relax. Sit back. Have a snack. You'll love eating super crunchy, brittle and crispy. Biscuits with different tastes. Chocolate, strawberry, or green tea. Excellent biscuits for all ages, young or old. $13 for a packet of 3, or $50 for a box. Enjoy your favorite super crunchy bar. You'll never have to travel far. Buy them at any local supermarket. One bite of a super crunchy and you'll want more. Super crunchy, the one and only choice.
Now, listen to the advertisement again. The advertisement will begin now.
Relax. Sit back. Have a snack. You'll love eating super crunchy, brittle and crispy, biscuits with different tastes, chocolate, strawberry, or green tea. Excellent biscuits for all ages, young or old. $13 for a packet of 3, or $50 for a box. Enjoy your favorite super crunchy bar. You'll never have to travel far. Buy them at any local supermarket. One bite of a super crunchy and you'll want more. Super crunchy, the one and only choice.
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of Section A. Section B. Listen to part of the advertisement again and answer the following questions. The advertisement will be played once only. When you hear a beep, tick the best answer. The advertisement will begin now.
Relax. Sit back. Have a snack. You'll love eating super crunchy.
Question 1. Which word in the advertisement rhymes with back? A. Sit. B. Snack. C. Super. D. Relax.
Enjoy your favorite super crunchy bar. You'll never have to travel far. Buy them at any local supermarket.
Question 2. Which word in the advertisement rhymes with bar? A. Far. B. Your. C. By. D. Never.
You now have 10 seconds to check your answers.
This is the end of section B.
This is the end of part one.
Part two. Paul and his family are taking a rest on their outing. Paul's mother is reading a poem called Auntie Mary's Pets to her children. You now have 1 minute to study the questions below. Now, listen to the poem. The poem will be played 3 times. For the first time, listen only. The poem will begin now.
Auntie Mary has a naughty bull terrier. His short, stiff hair is like a brush. He is a good little fighter, fighting on the street all day. He barks at strangers, but wags his tail for his mistress. Auntie Mary has a beautiful little Siamese. Her fur is as white as snow and as smooth as a baby's skin. She likes to sleep in Auntie Mary's hat. She is quiet and friendly. But when she's hungry, she meows loudly. Auntie Mary loves her pets very much. Early in the morning, she says, "Good morning, my little boy." The bull terrier licks Auntie Mary's hands. "Good morning, my little girl." The Siamese rubs herself around Auntie Mary's legs.
Now listen to the poem again and answer the following questions. When you hear a beep, answer the question. The poem will be played two times. Listen to the first part of the poem and answer questions 1 to 4. The first part of the poem will begin now.
Auntie Mary has a naughty bull terrier. His short, stiff hair is like a brush. He is a good little fighter, fighting on the street all day. He barks at strangers, but wags his tail for his mistress.
Question 1. What animal does Auntie Mary keep? Question 2. What is his short, stiff hair like? Question 3. Why is he naughty? Question 4. What does he do when he sees Auntie Mary? Listen to the second part of the poem and answer questions 5 to 8. The second part of the poem will begin now.
Auntie Mary has a beautiful little Siamese. Her fur is as white as snow and as smooth as a baby's skin. She likes to sleep in Auntie Mary's hat. She is quiet and friendly, but when she's hungry, she meows loudly.
Question 5. What other animal does Auntie Mary keep? Question 6. What is her fur like? Question 7. Where does she like to sleep? Question 8. What does she do when she is hungry? Listen to the last part of the poem and answer questions 9 to 10. The last part of the poem will begin now.
Auntie Mary loves her pets very much. Early in the morning, she says, "Good morning, my little boy." The bull terrier licks Auntie Mary's hands. "Good morning, my little girl." The Siamese rubs herself around Auntie Mary's legs.
Question 9. Who is Auntie Mary's little boy? Question 10. Who is Auntie Mary's little girl? Listen to the poem again. The poem will begin now.
Auntie Mary has a naughty bull terrier. His short, stiff hair is like a brush. He is a good little fighter, fighting on the street all day. He barks at strangers, but wags his tail for his mistress. Auntie Mary has a beautiful little Siamese. Her fur is as white as snow and as smooth as a baby's skin. She likes to sleep in Auntie Mary's hat. She is quiet and friendly, but when she's hungry, she meows loudly. Auntie Mary loves her pets very much. Early in the morning, she says, "Good morning, my little boy." The bull terrier licks Auntie Mary's hands. "Good morning, my little girl." The Siamese rubs herself around Auntie Mary's legs.
You now have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of part two.
Part three. Paul and his family visited Uncle Lee's farm. Paul wants to introduce Uncle Lee to his class. He is writing a rhyme about him on his class webpage. Section A. You now have 15 seconds to study the webpage below. Now listen to the first part of the rhyme and complete the web page while you are listening. The rhyme will be played two times. The rhyme will begin now.
Uncle Lee. Uncle Lee has two old little huts. Near them grows a tree with coconuts. Uncle Lee grows many fruits and has rice and bamboo shoots. His garden has many roses, waters them with tiny hoses. Uncle Lee likes collecting rocks and a lot of old ticking clocks.
Listen to the rhyme again. The rhyme will begin now.
Uncle Lee. Uncle Lee has two old little huts. Near them grows a tree with coconuts. Uncle Lee grows many fruits and has rice and bamboo shoots. His garden has many roses, waters them with tiny hoses. Uncle Lee likes collecting rocks and a lot of old ticking clocks.
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of Section A. Section B. Listen to the next part of the rhyme and answer the following questions. You now have 1 minute to study the questions below. The rhyme will be played two times. When you hear a beep, tick the best answer. The rhyme will begin now.
Uncle Lee has a wise old wife who helps him live an easy life. He has an old fat worker called Tom, a lazy helper. He has a young white horse, which he rides a lot, of course. He also keeps a dog. It likes sleeping like a log. Uncle Lee loves his farm. No one dares to do it harm.
Question one. Which of the following is not correct about Tom? Question two.
Uncle Lee loves his farm. No one dares to do it harm.
What would Uncle Lee do if something went wrong with his farm? Question three. Another title for this rhyme can be... Question four. Horse rhymes with course. Which of the following pairs rhyme with each other? A. Rice and shoots. B. Roses and hoses. C. Has and helps. D. Loves and likes. Now listen to the rhyme again.
Uncle Lee has a wise old wife who helps him live an easy life. He has an old fat worker called Tom, a lazy helper. He has a young white horse, which he rides a lot, of course. He also keeps a dog. It likes sleeping like a log. Uncle Lee loves his farm. No one dares to do it harm.
You now have 20 seconds to check your answers in section B. This is the end of section B. This is the end of part 3. This is the end of the listening test.